If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
All right, so get this. Someone wrote in about a corn maze, right?
Hey, cool.
And it got me thinking. It wasn't just any maze. This one had clues, challenges, the whole shebang. Like,
yeah.
How often do we actually get a chance to test our problem-solving skills in such a fun way?
You know what? That's a really good point. Because we think, oh, a maze, that's cute. But it really does tap into something kind of primal. Like, spatial reasoning, figuring stuff out, and it's something that transcends like generations, right? Kids love them, adults love them.
Exactly. It's like a universal challenge.
Right.
And who doesn't love a good challenge? So in this particular story, we've got our three maze masters, Jennifer, Timmy, and Maxwell. They're at a fall festival ready to conquer this cornfield labyrinth.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more about these maze masters.
All right. So we've got Jennifer. She's our planner. Always got to have a plan.
Of course, the voice of reason.
Then there's Timmy, a little bit more hesitant, cautious, maybe overthinks things a tad. And last but definitely not least, there's Maxwell.
All right, Maxwell, what's his deal?
Imagine a kid in a candy store. That's Maxwell in a corn maze.
Mm.
Just pure, unadulterated excitement, bouncing off the walls, ready to go.
You know, what's fascinating is you've basically got a dream team there when it comes to problem solving, right? Because you've
right.
got the planner, the cautious one, and then the one who's just ready to dive in head first. So that dynamic, I think, is actually super beneficial.
It's the perfect blend, right?
Right.
So they get their first clue, and it's a good one. It says, turn towards the direction the sun rises.
Okay, now that sounds simple enough, but honestly, how many of us actually know which way is east without, like, checking our phones?
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's humbling. Like, we rely so much on technology these days that we forget those basic things,
Exactly. Our internal compass kind of goes out of whack. But think about it. For centuries, humans have relied on the sun, the stars, to navigate. There's a brilliance in that simplicity that we sometimes take for granted.
It's true. It's like we've lost touch with those primal instincts a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to our maze masters. They figure out east, thankfully, and then they get hit with clue number two. And this one involves a bit more brain power.
All right, let's hear it.
The clue reads, count the number of corn stalks in this row and divide by 10.
Okay, so now they've got to really pay attention to detail.
Right. And who do you think steps up to the plate?
Let me guess. Maxwell. Mr. Eager Beaver.
You got it.
Yeah.
Turns out that under all that excitement, there's a sharp mind. He dives right in, starts counting those corn stalks, and boom, nails the answer.
That's awesome. You know, it's a good reminder that sometimes when we're faced with a challenge and we feel that pressure, the best thing we can do is actually slow down, observe, and really take in the details.
Absolutely. Sometimes the smallest things can make the biggest difference. But, and here's where the real challenge comes in. Remember how I mentioned twists and turns? Well, our fearless trio, they hit a dead end.
Uh-oh. Okay, so what happens when the plan goes off the rails?
Well, this is where Timmy, our resident cautious one, really shines. You see, while the others are, a little flustered, he's the one who's really looking around, and he spots it. Hidden among the leaves, there's a tiny little clue.
Oh, sneaky. What did it say?
To find your way, follow the breeze.
Now, that's clever. I love that. Because it's not just about what you see, it's about engaging a different sense, right?
Yeah.
Feeling the air, paying attention to the subtle cues around you.
And isn't that so true in life? Sometimes the answers aren't right in front of us. We've got to trust our gut, trust our other senses.
Absolutely. It's about using all the tools in your toolbox, not just the obvious ones.
And guess what? Our team makes it to the end. They solved every single clue. And it wasn't just luck, it was their combined skills. It was Jennifer's planning, Timmy's careful observation, and Maxwell's, well, Maxwell's everything.
And isn't that the best part of any challenge, really? When you come out on the other side, not just having succeeded, but having learned something about yourself in the process, and maybe even learning something about the people you're with, right?
It's a team effort. Just like life, right? Mm. We face mazes every day, whether it's at work, in our relationships. There are always those twists and turns.
And this story just reminds us that with a little bit of observation, a little problem solving, and maybe a teammate or two, we can find our way through. Mm-hmm. So next time you're feeling lost, think about those clues.
Exactly. What would your clue style be? Think about it. What are your strengths? And how can they help you find your way out of any maze, literal or metaphorical, that life throws your way?
Because just asking ourselves those questions, it makes us more aware, more observant, and ultimately more resourceful in our lives. It's like we're priming ourselves to be better problem solvers just by thinking about it.
And who knows? Maybe next time you're in an actual corn maze, you'll be the one leading the way.
There you go. Prepared for anything.
All right. That's it for today's Deep Dives. We'll see you next time for another adventure in learning.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.